Hello, and welcome back to the final episode of the Gamer Age podcast. I'm your host, Jeffrey Palmatier.
I'm Tanner.
And we decided that since this is going to be our last episode of the podcast, that we would kind of go over where we see ourselves going next with gaming. Since when we started this podcast, we were talking about where we came from. 2021 has been a crazy year for video game releases and announcements, and honestly, the whole landscape that comes from gaming as a platform has been very volatile. So we thought this would be a great time to discuss where we see ourselves and where we see us going next. Tanner, we graduate school in, you know, a few months. What do you think?
Just it's crazy.
Unbelievable. Where do you see yourself starting once you're done with school?
Well, I'm hoping at some point in the near future, because this has been a dream of mine, or a goal, I should say, more of like a goal for me for the longest time now. And it's to finally build myself a sim racing rig. And I'm going to go back to being a vroom vroom car guy, right? But having an actual proper sim racing rig to play games like Project Cars 2, Assetto Corsa, you know, games that are painfully tedious and almost impossible to play with the controller. You know, actually have a dedicated desk, a dedicated monitor, and steering wheel, pedals, just for my Xbox, so I can play those games. And then if I'm gonna continue on the Xbox train here, I kind of want to talk about the new consoles, because you have a PS5, right?
I do, yeah.
Okay, so you're already ahead of the game. Right. Ouch, but I probably will stick with an Xbox One, I think, for at least the near future. I don't think it's really necessary for me to upgrade to a One X, just because all the games that are coming to that console are going to be on, you know, regular Xbox One. So
yeah, like the new Xbox is really just the upscaled version of everything coming out.
Yeah, it's basically just, hey, graphics are better, sand looks like sand. So I don't really see myself upgrading to a new console just because of that reason. So I think I'm going to be sticking with the Xbox One for the next few years, I think. I really don't think it'll be too soon before I upgrade. But if there is a console that I would like to get down the line, that would be a Switch, a Nintendo Switch. Just because of Mario Kart.
Bro, Mario Kart is the true racing game.
Mario Kart is the peak driving simulator. But like to play, Mario Kart, Mario Party, any of like the Switch exclusive games, and even some of the new ones that were just announced at E3, like that new Metroid game, which looks awesome.
Would you get Mario Kart Live? The one where like you turn your house into Mario Kart?
No, that's lame. I'm not 7.
That's just your opinion, but okay.
What? Well, what are you going to do? Just like have the track go around your coffee table?
Yeah, man. Like, you know, just chase my dog around the house with a remote-controlled Mario.
You know what? I've seen videos of people trying to do that, but the dog just ends up chasing the car.
He's the real obstacle.
Yeah. So, Jeffrey, where do you think you're going to be, or what do you see yourself moving forward with your gaming hobbies?
Well, I think that with everything calming down with school and being able to graduate, I want to get back into streaming. Mm-hmm. I tried very hard to keep up streaming while I was in school, but it just got way out of hand way too quickly.
Yeah.
There was an incident where I was streaming in class and didn't realize I was unmuted.
I remember that.
I wish
that
you didn't.
That was hilarious.
So yeah, I think that's a big thing for me moving forward, is just getting back into something that I really enjoy. Radio was a good pivot for me, I think, because it's all about, like, you know, community and connectivity and wanting to broadcast yourself to people, and that's a lot of what streaming is as well. Like you said, I do already have a PS5, so I'm pretty set there. I think at some point in the future, I want to get a more technical VR setup. Right. I'd love to do like a full immersion bodysuit, but like, you know, like hand tracking, leg tracking. I think that's really neat.
Ready Player One type beat.
Hell yeah.
So you have the Oculus. Do you have the Oculus?
Yeah, I have the Oculus Quest 2.
Right, okay.
Which I think like is the pretty standard entry level headset. Mm-hmm. From my research, I think a lot of people say that the Valve Index is the one that you want to get if you want like full immersion. But it's also like $1,400. So
Valve, you know. Valve moment. Gabe Newell moment.
He was like, I'm going to put out Half-Life Alyx and you're only going to be playing it on my cool new software or hardware.
Half-Life 3 is still a myth.
But no, besides that, like besides streaming, I think there's a part of me that wants to try YouTube again and, you know, actually focus on it this time and just have more time to play the 90-hour RPGs that I've been putting on my backlog since school started.
Oh yeah, you keep telling us that you'll just go in to like Steam or whatever or PlayStation Store, and you'll find games on sale and you'll just buy a bucket load of them. And then we'll ask you, hey, how's such and such game? I heard you bought it on sale. You'd be like, I haven't played it yet.
Yeah, that's a bad habit. So I have four sites bookmarked, one for PlayStation, one for Switch, one for Steam Games, and one for Epic Store. Just to see like any game that I've wishlist ever go on sale. And if it does, most of the websites have this tracking feature where it'll be like, this is a cool sale. This is the best price that this game has been. And I'm like, oh man, I can't miss up on this. I better get it.
For it to like, sit in your hard drive for like months and just collect dust.
I bought Dragon Quest XI in June. No, was it June? No, I still had my roommate at the time. So it was at least April. And we're now in August and I just started playing it.
This guy.
It's fun though. I highly recommend it.
What was that, Dragon Quest?
Yeah, Dragon Quest XI, Shadows of an Elusive Age. What a game. I don't know. I mean, like, if you have the ability to just buy the games and not feel the financial repercussions of it, why not?
You buy a game and then you're just up all night going, Jesus. I really did just spend $80 now. Capitalism. Okay, well, I think if that wraps up our thoughts on where we think we're going to be heading for our future in hobbies of or our future in gaming, then I think it might be time to end. It's been a wild ride doing these bi-weekly, bi-two-weekly episodes of Gamer Rage. But like all good things do have to come to an end.
Or we milk them until they're absolutely horrible and no one wants to watch it anymore.
Yeah. Smosh. Wink, Joe Rogan. Smosh. Well, I guess that really does wrap up our thoughts then, I guess. Then, well, for the Gamer Rage podcast, I'm Tanner.
And I'm Jeffrey.
Gamers, am I right?
Thanks for listening.